Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all you have been doing for us, all you have done, all you set to do. And we say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we pray, Lord, that indeed you will visit us individually, collectively, and let your name and only your name be magnified in the name of our Lord Jesus. No matter the situation of your children today, Father, let there be a solution for your glory in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have thanked. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every obstacle that the enemy has placed in your way, they are hereby permanently removed in the name of Jesus. Every barrier of the enemy have been destroyed. The Almighty God will give you a brand new beginning this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm sharing with you what I titled, You Shall Walk Again. Somebody will walk again in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 1 to 10. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the night hour, and a lame man from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called Beautiful Gates, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, Look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. Somebody will receive something from the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Your expectation today will not be cut off in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, But Peter said, I have no silver and gold. But what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Somebody will rise up and walk today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which has held you down will release you today from it in the name of our Lord Jesus. And verse 7 says, And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God indeed will turn you into wonder. People will see you and they will be amazed about what God has done, what God is doing for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That man was being carried from one place to another. He was not able to walk. When we are talking about being able to walk again, it's not only the physical walking. That person may be in his career. That person has not been walking. That person may be in his marital life. That person has not been walking. That person may be in his health. He has not been walking. That person may be in the fulfillment of his dreams. He has not been working. But this day I bring good news unto you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name that is greater than every other name, I say you will walk again. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 27 verse 5. He said, for he will hide me in his shelter. In the day of trouble, he will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. The Almighty God will lift you high upon that rock. He will carry you in his hands in the name of Jesus. He will take you to the top of the rock. Every rock that is standing between you and your progress, the Almighty God will take you above them in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus shall be above the challenges of your life. In that verse 6 of that Psalm 27, we say, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody. So shall it be concerning you in the name of Jesus. The Almighty God will lift up your head above all your enemies. You will be above your enemies. Your enemies will come to you and beg for mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone plotting evil against you, the evil they are plotting against you will backfire. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will fill your mouth with song of joy, song of melody, song of rejoicing, song of fulfillment, song of increase. So shall it be concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible also tells us in the book of Psalm 102 verse 13, it says, you will arise and have pity on Zion. It is time to favor her. The appointed time has come. The Almighty God will show you his mercy. He will not withhold his mercy from you. It's the set time for the Lord to favor you. That appointed time for you to walk has come. And indeed you will walk. You will not only walk, you will run. You will not only run, you will fly high. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, because your time has come, and so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will lift you up. The book of Isaiah chapter 35 verse 6, say, then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For water breaks forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Oh, fantastic. He said, the lame man shall leap like a deer. You have been called lame. You will begin to leap like a deer. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have been depending on men to carry you. That man was being carried to that beautiful gate. But on that day, he met with our Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't need anybody to carry him again. You will no longer depend on man. You will depend on Jesus. And as you depend on Jesus, he will provide solution to that situation of your life. Your situation will not be hard for him. In fact, nothing is hard for this God. And so your situation will not be hard for him. In the mighty name of Jesus, your tongue shall be filled with song. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, for water break forth in the wilderness. Every area of dryness in your life, they shall receive the fountain of water of God. In the name of Jesus, no more dryness, no more dryness, no more barrenness in your life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no more laboring without result. The Almighty God himself will bless the work of your hands. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength. You will go from glory to glory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. He said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The power of Christ will rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Those areas of your life that you have been weak, receive strength right now in the name of Jesus. Receive strength to begin to do that which you could not do before in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive strength to begin to walk. Spiritually, you will walk. Physically, you will walk. Financially, you will walk. Maritally, you will walk. In every area of your life, you will walk in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will no longer lie down. You will no longer be a beggar. You will not beg for help. But Almighty God will send help to you. Almighty God will be your helper. Almighty God will be your provider. He will sustain you. He will keep you. He will fight your battles in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with you, my brother. It is well with you, my sister. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. He said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for the Almighty God is with you." He said, "Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. He is your God." He said, "I will strengthen you. I will help you. The Almighty God will strengthen you." He said, "I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Almighty God will uphold you. He will lift you up. He will keep you. Brothers and sisters, in verse 11, he said, "Behold, all those," not some, not a few. He said, all who are incensed against you, all of them, whoever they may be, wherever they may come from, whatever position they may occupy. He said, "All who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and be confounded." Your enemies will be put to shame. They will be confounded. He said, "Those who strive against you shall be as nothing, and they shall perish. Everyone plotting evil against you shall be as nothing. They will perish in the mighty name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost will consume them. Every altar that has been erected against you, against your family, I decree and declare that the fire of the Holy Ghost will consume them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every evil priest of the enemy that is standing by their altar, they are consumed right now in the name of Jesus. The fire of the Holy Ghost will roast them in the name of Jesus. You are set free from every shackles of the enemy in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. No more stagnation. The Almighty God will grant you speed. He will grant you speed in the name of Jesus. Those who have gone ahead you, we will catch up with them and you will overtake them in the mighty name of Jesus. No more sighing, no more sorrow in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Just as it was for that man on that day, he stood up and he began to sing. He began to sing praises. From now on, you will sing praises. From now on, you will praise the Lord. You will not only praise the Lord, people will praise your God with you in the mighty name of Jesus. That man became a wonder. You are a wonder. You are a wonder. The wonderful power of God will be manifested in your life, in your family, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me today? You are not even sure whether you know this Jesus I'm talking about. It was in the name of Jesus that man was healed. And I'm giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus wherever you are. Accept him as your Lord and your Savior. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life." In Jesus' name we pray. Father, thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, the power of God will continue to rest upon you. His favor will continue to surround you in the mighty name of Jesus. Each time you call unto him, he will answer you. You will fly high in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.